The King and Queen of Spain are on a whirlwind tour of the United States. They visited the White House, went to Miami, and are now making a stop in St. Augustine, Florida. The city is celebrating its 450th anniversary. Happy birthday, St. Augustine. And is the oldest permanent city in the country, older than the United States itself. Susan Parker is the director of the St. Augustine Historical Society and has devoted her career to chronicling the story of the city, and she joins us. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad, pleased to be here.
So in a word, can you tell me how or why St. Augustine was settled to begin with?
St. Augustine was settled rather by default.
By default, meaning?
Well, Pedro Menendez, who was an agent of the King of Spain, intended to make a settlement in what is today the southeastern United States. He was headed for the area of where the Parris Island Marine Base is now, Beaufort, South Carolina. But in between his plans and his departure, it was discovered that the French had made a settlement in what is today Jacksonville, Florida. And so Pedro Menendez stopped at the next inlet to the south so he could launch an attack to rid the French from what was considered Spanish claimed territory. And that was the inlet at St. Augustine, and temporary became permanent.
So obviously the French and the Spanish were rival colonial powers, but there was also, was there a religious aspect to this too? Because the French who were here were Protestants, right?
The French that were in Florida were Protestants. Of course, there was a lot of religious wars going on in France at the time, which there were no religious wars going on in Spain. So Menendez had a dual purpose, and that was to protect the national claims of Spain, but also to rid the area of what was considered at that time to be heretics.
Well, I guess one of the big questions is, why did they stay?
Well, of course, they now had their foothold, and I guess they'd offloaded a lot of their supplies and things like that. They went on, and about 6 or 7 months later, actually established a settlement where they had intended to go all along on Parris Island, South Carolina, and that was to be the capital of Spanish La Florida. But the Native Americans in that area had a different idea. And so they had those two towns, and Santa Elena ultimately had to be abandoned twice, and St. Augustine just hung in there. it's kind of simplistic, but that's basically it.
Well, yeah, but hanging in there against some pretty difficult circumstances. I was looking at what some other historians were saying, and that at the time, St. Augustine had a tough harbor to navigate, no water access further inland, and food was hard to grow. And yet, by the late 1500s, there was a settlement, there was a hospital, a church, a monastery. Like, they really did hang in there, as you were saying.
Yes, they did. They built all the things that they considered were an appropriate city, from their European perspective. And of course, all the European colonies had problems growing things along the coast because it's sandy and it's not really good soil.
Well, I was wondering if you could just tell to us what it means to you that this city has such a long and rich history, not only to Florida, but to the United States overall. Because, I'll be perfectly honest, I'm speaking to you from Boston. And when we learn a lot about U.S. history, it's kind of, New England colonies heavy, right?
But
the history of St. Augustine is even longer and richer than that. So what does that mean to you?
Well, I think, it's important to know what really happened. Of course, as you know, that it was the New Englanders and the people in the Northeast that wrote the first U.S. history books, and they used English language documents. And, of course, they didn't include the Spanish. But now we do. And, of course, as I like to say, that the whole lower rim of today's United States, from sea to shining sea, was part of the Spanish Empire at one time, from Florida through Texas and out to California. And I think, so it's not just Florida that was part of the Spanish Empire. It was a lot of parts of a lot of other states as well. I think it's, it's important that we know what really happened in the past. And I think today, as we have so many people coming into our nation from other countries, that we realize that we weren't just always just Anglo, that our laws and certainly a lot of our political institutions do come from British America, but that the people have come from everywhere, and they're still coming from everywhere.
Well, Susan Parker is the director of the St. Augustine Historical Society, talking to us about the 450th birthday of the city of St. Augustine and its importance to U.S. history. Susan Parker, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.